Benvenuti, welcome everyone to Italian Pod.
Ciao, benvenuti, my name is Marco and today we have an advanced lesson.
Bugiardo.
An intermediate lesson.
Bugiardo.
A newbie lesson.
Okay, so my name is Catherine and what Marco says is kind of the truth. We do have a newbie lesson for you, the first couple lesson levels were lies. And we're actually talking about lying today. So that key word, which you've already said.
The key word is non mi sento bene.
Bugiardo.
The keyword is bugiardo.
Bugiardo is a liar, so it's a person, a person is a liar. It's a noun.
Some bugiardo.
All right, so we're gonna listen to this three times. When we come back, we'll talk all about it.
Dialogue, first time.
Mamma, oggi non mi sento bene.
Va bene, riposati. Chiamo la tua insegnante. Ah, stai già meglio? Che bugiardo!
Dialogue, second time.
Mamma, oggi non mi sento bene.
Va bene, riposati. Chiamo la tua insegnante. Ah, stai già meglio? Che bugiardo!
Dialogue, third time.
Mamma, oggi non mi sento bene.
Va bene, riposati. Chiamo la tua insegnante. Ah, stai già meglio? Che bugiardo!
A family scene here, a not too uncommon one at that.
No, I have to admit, I've tried it once, and me too have been discovered because the thermometer that I measured on the lamp exploded or something. And
so you're not the smoothest ditcher.
No, but I was 12 years old,
okay.
I can say. But guilty enough, let's go and
translate this line by line.
Mamma, oggi non mi sento bene.
Mom, today I don't feel well.
Mamma, oggi non mi sento bene.
Mom, today I'm not feeling so well.
Mamma, oggi non mi sento bene. Va bene, riposati. Chiamo la tua insegnante.
Fine, rest yourself, I'll call your teacher.
Va bene, riposati. Chiamo la tua insegnante.
Fine, rest, I'll call your teacher.
Va bene, riposati. Chiamo la tua insegnante. Ah, stai già meglio?
Ah, you're already feeling better?
Ah, stai già meglio?
Ah, you already feel better.
Ah, stai già meglio? Che bugiardo!
What a liar!
Che bugiardo!
What a liar!
Che bugiardo!
So mommy's not too happy in this one, huh?
È un bugiardo, bugiardo!
So what does the boy say at the beginning here to say that he's not feeling like he's going to school, he doesn't want to go to school, he's not feeling well?
Non mi sento bene.
Okay, so there's some really key stuff in here because you could say non mi sento bene, I'm not feeling well. But you could also say mi sento bene.
Mi sento bene.
I feel well. So mi is myself, it's reflexive here, so mi sento bene, non mi sento bene. And after that, the mother says, well, since you're not feeling well, you should rest.
Va bene. Riposati.
Riposati. So if I'm looking at Marco and he looks a little pallid he has to lie down, I say, dai Marco, riposati.
Mi riposo. Okay.
So that's a way for you to tell someone to relax, to rest. And she says, I'm going to call your teacher.
Yeah, this is important because we already talked a few times about chiamarsi. Io mi chiamo Marco, okay, the basic one. But here is like chiamare someone else.
So it's just a phone call, so it's not reflexive at all. You just have to say chiamo
la tua insegnante.
All right, so to express your teacher, we have to say your teacher. This is a part of Italian that really differs from English. You have to say your teacher, la tua insegnante.
La tua insegnante.
So mother goes to make a phone call, comes back to find her son well, not resting, to say the least. So she says, oh, you're already what?
Stai già meglio.
Stai, so you are già meglio. You're already better. Hmm.
It's, of course,
suspicious.
Yes, sarcastic, ironic, like, I gotcha.
All right, so how does she say liar again?
Bugiardo.
So here she says, che bugiardo.
What a bugiardo.
What a liar. So che can be used before an adjective or a noun. Che bugiardo. What a liar. You're such a liar. And so that's the way that this dialogue ends. And I think we should listen to it three more times. But listen for that dynamic between mother and son here, because it is, I think, pretty funny and very common situation.
Dialogue. First time.
Mamma, oggi non mi sento bene.
Va bene, riposati. Chiamo la tua insegnante. Ah, stai già meglio? Che bugiardo.
Dialogue, second time.
Mamma, oggi non mi sento bene.
Va bene, riposati. Chiamo la tua insegnante. Ah, stai già meglio? Che bugiardo.
Dialogue, third time.
Mamma, oggi non mi sento bene.
Va bene, riposati. Chiamo la tua insegnante. Stai già meglio? Che bugiardo.
And we're back. So Marco, as you've already said, you maybe once or twice or a hundred times
I've tried to trick your parents and it didn't work, because I had this thermometer, it was an electronic one. We had both, I think, but I remember there was this thermometer that went like beep, 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 beep when it was done. But with the lamp, it's very hard to make him stop when you want to.
So you had no idea how hot it had gotten.
Like, beep, 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 beep.
So the mercury just went out the other end?
No, there was no mercury, it's electronic.
Oh, okay.
It was the photons going. What I'm talking about. So, but yeah, what about you?
I was a really good student, so I never really like faked my way out of school, but I definitely faked my brother out of school. My brother is younger than I am, and I remember he said, Catherine, I really need you to help me out. I don't want to go to school today. I didn't do my homework. And so I called the school pretending to be my mother. And I called and I said, hello, this is Peter's mother.
Peter is feeling
quite ill today. I'm afraid he's not going to be able to come in, but he'll have all of his work ready for tomorrow. So I hope you understand. And we never got caught, even though I'm a grande bugiarda.
Grande bugiarda. I love when in the discussion we have stories about Catherine's childhood. But let's go back to the bugiardo word. Just a little thing. I know that you've already listened a lot of words and you're worried that maybe it won't stick out, but just one more little thing that is useful, that it is related to bugiardo, is bugia.
Bugia is something that a bugiardo tells or
exactly,
says.
Exactly.
Bugia is a lie.
Exactly.
And so bugiardo is full of lies, is a liar. So if you catch someone lying, or if you believe someone is lying, look at them and say, oh, che bugiardo.
Che bugiardo.
All right, so that is our lesson for today. I hope you've enjoyed. If you have questions or comments, check out the website italianpod.com. We have plenty of places for you to post those, and we'd like to hear what you're thinking. There's also an email address you can write to us at...
Yes, it's frenchpod@ praxislanguage.com.
Bugiardo.
It's italianpod@ praxislanguage.com. Okay?
All right, so we hope to hear from you soon. Ciao a tutti.
Ciao.